This is Histories and Mysteries Uncovered. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Jessica. And this week we're joined by the two lovely hosts of My Skeptical Sister, Megan and Erin.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. This is going to be very fun because, as our listeners know, Jessica basically believes in everything. And I'm very skeptical. So, yep. So we've got the two sisters' sides over here, too. So this will be very fun.
I love it.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast. How'd you guys get started?
Well, we started over when we were locked down in COVID.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We were
miserable. The word is miserable.
Too bad.
Yeah.
So we are sisters, but we also live across the street from each other. And so we have kids about the same age.
Yeah, well, we're quarantined together. So
yeah.
We were still, you know, we sat on each other's porches and we made sure that our two families could be interchangeable.
Yeah, we could be our bubbles because we were going crazy.
Yeah, like everybody else. The whole world was, right?
Yeah, and we have always liked podcasts. We talked about them a lot, but I don't remember what conversation led to it, but one of us said something like, well, you know, clearly I probably said it sounds like a ghost to me. And she was said something like,
you don't really believe in ghosts, do you?
Ghosts aren't real. And then we had this really weird moment where we realized that after, I don't know, how old were we at that point? Like in our 30s, that we completely disagreed on this very big topic. So then from there, we kind of like spun out that whole night talking about we could do this and we could call ourselves this. And we didn't really think it was going to actually happen.
No, yeah. We just kind of thought it was a dream. But, you know, we've known each other literally our entire lives. So we thought we knew each other so well.
And
so that was like, you know, what are we going to have a podcast about? Like just sit around and talk? I mean, that, you know, some people do that.
It's kind of what we do, though.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like we banter quite a bit. And then now once we made that revelation, it was like, well, there it is. That's like our source of contention, because I really truly am skeptical. I don't believe in paranormal anything.
So weird.
Now, cryptids, I can kind of get a little bit on board with, which is odd, and definitely aliens, I believe in. But when it comes
my
to like
sister,
when it comes to like a spiritual something, like a ghost, that is where I draw the line. And she is 100% on board.
Yeah, of course. Of course I am.
Of course.
So we have people write in stories and typically they're firsthand stories, which make it really fun and great. And then I am put on the spot, and every week I have to debunk them while she tries to convince me that they're real.
Yeah. My job's really easy on our podcast.
Yeah. So in other words, I do all the work for this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Of course. Yes. Yes. Of course.
Which is really actually hilarious because she does all of the work. I just show up.
Aw, guys. You guys are so cute.
Thank you.
I think it's nice seeing a healthy sister dynamic.
I've always wanted a sister.
I'm taking us years.
Such a turd.
Oh my god!
I love it. And you guys have done a couple live shows too, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I hate them so much.
Really?
Like, now, yeah. Three.
We've done three.
They're fun.
They are fun.
She loves them once she gets on.
I'm really nervous about it.
Oh, okay.
But they're good. They've turned out. Our first one was like a weird little magical moment. That was, was great.
That first one was amazing. It was a great, great turnout. Great, just fun all around.
I mean,
the rest of them were shit.
Yeah. Yeah. The audio turned out weird in the last one we did. The last one, I was like, I'm never doing this again. But it's been like 2 years now. I could probably be talked into it again. So
that's awesome. Well, tell everybody, we'll tell them again at the end here, but tell them where they can find you.
Well, our episodes come out every Monday. And, you know, if you're just finding us, we've got a lot. I think we're on 172 is the last one we just recorded. So we've got a lot out there. And we are on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. So
awesome.
And we have a website, myskepticalsister.com. That's beautiful. And we had very little to do with creating it. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we also have a PO box because we actually have some listeners that
Yeah, I'd like to spoil us. It's very nice. Spoil us
rotten. We even have one listener, Charlie. Yeah, she'll listen to this. She sends us a crab every year.
Well, wow. Every year. She sent us crab last year and it was incredible. And then she promised it this year.
like what? Like
crab legs.
Like a pike box, frozen box of crab.
Oh my gosh.
It was incredible.
Yeah, like you. Well, you all should talk about something you really, really like enough, because that's just how we did it. We just started talking about, and she's the second, actually our, another loyal listener, our first one, Rebe, sent us a box of crab.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We've gotten some crab dinners for free out of this podcast.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Brennan Fraser. Nobody can see, but he's behind
Put
me.
Those two things together.
So Charlie, and what was the other one you said? Who was the other
Rebe.
One? Charlie Rebe. And Rebe?
Rebe. Yep, Rebe.
Okay. Charlie and Rebe, come be our listeners. We really like crab too. But
like the most still. Jessica, I hope so bad that Brendan Fraser brings you all crab.
That would be amazing. Someone make that happen.
So, I have two signed pictures from him. Never met the man in my life, but they were both birthday gifts for my husband because he's wonderful.
I think
one was a Christmas gift, but anyways. And I got this one in the mail, and when I was opening, I was just like crying the whole time.
Aww, so cute.
Best thing ever. So if anybody knows how I can talk to Brendan Fraser, or you know he wants to come talk to me, I would literally die. I've been a fan of The Mummy since I was like 5 years old.
Nice.
Is he on that thing where you can...
Cameo? No.
Oh. Aww. No. Brendan, get on Cameo. Because he listens, obviously, so.
I wish.
Something about Brendan feels like you could send him a message and he would respond.
Right? Yeah, I feel like he would. He seems so
I know,
sweet.
But I can't find his contact info anywhere, so if anybody knows it.
Yeah, I really feel like I might work on it. If I don't forget as soon as we stop recording, I will look into it.
That's a big maybe.
And then write in for me and be like, Jessica really loves you. I don't think his new girlfriend would really like that, but.
Who cares about her?
Jessica, who's happily married and it's fine, just really loves you.
She's a really big fan.
Doesn't want anything to happen unless it does.
But would like you to bring some crab legs.
You've been in what's that movie that I love? Encino Man. He's got the money.
Yeah, oh, he was so cute in that movie.
He's so hot
and George
movie.
Of the Jungle. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, I would lick his face in that movie. Encino Man. Oh,
after he gets cleaned up.
Yeah, he gets clean at some point, but that's when I like it.
Like, you're okay with the hair. Oh, so hot. I love him.
Oh, sorry. I've had bourbon. Did I tell you that?
So that's where you can find.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
So they're on our episode, and then we're going to be on theirs. Yeah. So it's going to be really fun. And on this week's episode, Megan is going to be talking about a local murder case, like firsthand shit. And then Aaron will be talking about stories and the lore of being buried alive.
Ugh, I hate that. Oh, great. So this story, I can't take full credit because a very good friend of both of ours, his name is Chad, and he listens to the podcast. We've known him for years. Mm-hmm. And so when I thought, oh, gosh, I need a true crime story that's local to Louisville, he was the first person I thought of because he's a great storyteller. And he did us a solid and wrote one in for us.
That's awesome.
Amazing. I love that. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you want me to just go ahead and dive
sure.
on
yeah. Oh, you know what? I do have to say this, and because I've been waiting. I've been waiting to say this since I listened to your guys' episode, and I'll probably say it on your episode too when we're doing this. But,
okay,
Aaron, I would also really enjoy joining a crow cult.
Oh, my gosh. The amount of people who have reached out and been like, same. I'm like, why are we not all friends with the crows?
I love crows. I think that would be so cool. I want to be, yes, I want to have a crow friend. I want it to bring me little shiny things and give it little shiny things and have it recognize me.
It was really funny because I was listening to the episode today and I was at the part about the crow cult And I was driving home and I saw a turkey and a crow just chilling together.
Aww. Friendship.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I was like, that's so cute.
They're so smart though. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I want to be friends with them. I'm glad y'all are on my team.
I feel like they're a little too smart for my taste. Like, animals dumber than me.
That makes sense. I mean, that does make sense.
If they can bring me treasure, that would be pretty awesome.
Bring you a little like dimes that they find. Treasure.
Well, it's a two-way street.
Oh, okay.
And listen, the treasure you bring them is like paper clips and dimes. Like,
yeah, they don't need a lot.
Yeah, they're not that smart.
Shiny things.
So I had to throw that out there. I'll probably say it on your episode too, so we can pull in your listeners with the crow cult again. But yes, go ahead, Megan. Tell us your story.
Okay. All right. So I just started off with, you are good at editing, right? Because I am drinking a little wine tonight. Okay. So I say that like I don't normally.
Yeah.
That's very typical.
I've gotten pretty good at editing.
Yeah. Aaron's really good at editing because I drink. Okay. So this is Chad's story. Chad met a guy named Joey Banus at a house party in early 2009. Red flags went up immediately because the first thing he brought up after their initial meeting was that he just moved back into town after being released from prison in Chicago for counterfeiting.
It's, insane.
Great way to introduce yourself.
Yeah. Right?
Another red flag is the last name, Banus.
Yeah. Fast forward a few months and Chad hears that he's now dating a good friend of his. So a week later, they break up. And then he said, gay guys, they're two-second relationships. I know. And then he said, by the way, it's not a stereotype if it's true.
And that's awesome.
Chad's gay. So yeah, he's the first. I didn't run into Joey after that, which was fine by me. Skip ahead to June 2010. Jeffrey Mundt, and that's M-U-N-D-T, Joey's boyfriend at the time, called 911 after locking himself in the bedroom of their old Louisville home, saying that they had just gotten into an argument and Joey was trying to kill him. The police arrive and separate them. Joey is put in handcuffs and they're both questioned. Joey, in an attempt to avoid arrest and going back to prison, proceeds to tell the cops that Jeffrey killed someone 6 months ago and buried him in the basement. The cops said that they hear this kind of stuff all of the time as a way for people to point fingers so that they don't get in trouble themselves.
Yeah, one wrong thing doesn't make the other thing not wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like that's not true. Like, how many times have they heard someone say someone murdered someone and they're locked in the, or they're buried in the basement? I feel like that's not.
It's very specific.
Yeah. You heard it once, you heard it 1,000 times.
Right. Like maybe investigate a little bit. Yeah. So, the cop approached Jeffrey about the accusation and he said it was Joey that killed and buried the guy. So now they're both blaming each other.
Oh boy.
Oh
shit.
My God.
That makes me feel like it's a little bit more real if they're both saying it.
Right. Like, no, there is a dead body, but it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
With both of them saying it, the police had to check it out. Old Louisville is an area near downtown, and it is the largest historic Victorian district in the U.S. So these are huge, gorgeous, 100-plus-year-old homes, and most of them have basements with dirt floors. After the cops got a warrant, they went down and they saw an area that was loose and slightly raised. They started digging and found the body of Jamie Carroll, a known drug dealer, in a 50-gallon Rubbermaid container.
Oh, why would they put, listen, why would you do it anyways? But why would you put it in something that's going to not disintegrate? Like a body would eventually disintegrate in the dirt.
Yeah, listen.
For some reason, putting it in a rubber container makes it worse for me.
Yeah, like, right?
I don't know why.
Like, we just want to preserve it. Keep it fresh.
I guess maybe smell.
Maybe, yeah.
But I mean, old basements smell anyways. So, yeah. Like, if you're going to put them in a tub, put acid in there at least.
Well, they listen. For a while, I'm going to say that. I'm going to hope it's that you've been doing this podcast for a while and not that you are actually a serial killer.
She has a body in her basement as well, but the police have already heard that excuse.
I am a Virgo, so.
Okay, so apparently 6 months prior, Joey and Jeffrey invited Jamie. So this is very detailed. Like, I want to kind of give some trigger warnings here. Okay. It goes into a lot of detail about how the body is buried and also what takes place that night. So if that at all bothers anybody, you might want to fast forward a little bit.
To where you can hear about more bodies being buried.
Yeah, right. Also, maybe find a different podcast.
There's no reprieve.
But don't actually find a different podcast.
Right. Don't ever check out ours. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, right. we are very detailed in a lot of the things we say.
This
we
is the most body heavy episode we've ever been involved in.
Body heavy. That's a phrase.
Actually, most of our episodes are pretty body heavy, but that's more about our body type.
But we love our heavy bodies. But
that's fine. That's right.
Okay. Same. All right. So here we go. Buckle up, ladies. Apparently, 6 months prior, Joey and Jeffrey invited Jamie over for a night of meth-fueled sex. At some point during the sexathon, Joey changed the plan and decided to rob Jamie and his drugs and money and then kill him.
Oh, shit.
Jamie was shot, stabbed, and his throat was slit.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit. That just seems like overkill.
Oh, yeah. Like literally both of y'all just said that. Yeah that's too much.
But I mean, he was probably all high on meth, so it probably wasn't in his right mind.
Expecting it. Yeah, he probably wasn't expecting it. Wasn't on guard. Ugh.
And hopefully wasn't as present as he could have been.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
But man, that's
poor guy.
Way to just, like, he was just going to party.
I know.
Like, if somebody invited me for meth and a fun night of sex and then they murdered me,
that would be the biggest bummer.
That would be a huge bummer.
This is the biggest bummer of history.
And also kind of stupid. Like, I will come back. Like, if we have a good time, I'll come back.
With more drugs.
Next time.
Yeah. We could have more fun, sexy-filled meth. I'm really aware that my kids are in the other room.
I know. I'm hoping they have headphones.
Me too. I don't even know what meth looks like, I promise.
Oh, gosh. Well, it gets worse. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, he was hogtied. Oh. His knees were broken. And they hit him with a sledgehammer to get the body to fit into a container.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, everybody. Chad wrote this. Blame him. He was very detailed.
They were super high on meth, right?
Yeah, like had to have been just out of their minds.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're all hopped up on sex.
Lots of all the things. All the things had to be
all the things.
Yeah. But this part's for you, Jessica. Uh-oh. Great minds, I guess, think alike. Okay, they filled it with lime, wrapped it in foam, plastic, so I guess like plastic wrap, and duct taped it before they were they buried it in the shallow grave. Do you want me to keep going?
So,
you
know, she's walking.
Hold on, Ellie's walking again. I'm so sorry.
No, she'll settle. Fine. We'll just tell. There's a dog walking in the background. So if you hear click, 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 that's what that is. So my question is, so Justin and I knew that you needed to put like lime or acid in there because we do a lot of horrible stories. Did you guys know about lime?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is my skeptical sister.
I'm Megan, the skeptical one.
My arm and left hip sort of pass through it.
It's called a shadow.
Girl,
shut your mouth.
And I'm Erin, the believer.
Still to this day, we have no clue what we saw. Any ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Already you have an idea?
What are your ideas? Let's go with you first.
That it was a demon monster?
Like, how does your mind go demon monster?
Did you not hear glowing red eyes that slowly crept closer to their bed?
We might not agree on the paranormal, but we both love to hear your scary stories.
Yikes.
Ooh.
That is really creepy.
Yeah.
Our podcast is called My Skeptical Sister, and we'd love for you to check us out on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Also, follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Come for the scares, but stay for the laughs.
I didn't know about lime. All the body decomp knowledge I know is from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I know that just from movies. But like, so, how do they just have lime on hand?
Exactly. That's what's how they one know to think about like, oh, let's use lime, and two, like to just have it there. I feel like maybe this was a bit more planned than they want to admit.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Very good point. You should be on the jury.
Listen here, judge.
They just need to listen to our episode and then they'll get all their ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we're going to be in court one day.
That's why we have a ghost podcast. We can't be held accountable for anything.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, our search histories are real bad.
Real bad.
Oh, that's so funny. I would never have thought of that either, the search history. Oh, that's great. Okay, so, and then it says, with Jamie's lifestyle, his family was used to having him gone for months without hearing from him, so they never filed a missing persons report with the authorities, which is so sad.
That is so sad.
The couple was tried separately, and to avoid the death penalty, Joey agreed to testify against Jeffrey. I mean, they didn't seem like they had a really strong bond.
Yeah, but good grief. Can you imagine, like, let's have this really fun sex night? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, let's also murder a guy.
Yeah, like, at what point are you like, whoa, whoa, I did not sign up for this part.
But if you meet that other guy who's like, yeah, then maybe y'all should get along better.
Yeah. It's like, that's a great point.
The odds of that happening are low. I would hope. I would really hope.
Oh, let's hope.
But well, look at how many couples throughout history that have, out of all odds, met each other and committed all these atrocities.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's horrible.
It's crazy. Like cult leaders, like Heaven's Gate, it was like those two, they met randomly and just created this whole thing. And Paul Bernardo and Carla Homoka.
Yeah.
Like just all these awful people just meeting up and doing these things. It's not.
And do you think that there's like, because you all study this a lot more than we do, do you think that there's typically one that kind of is dominant over the other one and kind of brings that other one in, like brainwashes a little bit?
I don't know so much of brainwashing, but I think maybe brings it out in them a bit more than maybe it necessarily would have. Like if the two hadn't met, maybe one of them wouldn't have done this, but one of them definitely would have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think anyway, Jess.
I personally think that they bring it out in each other and they kind of feed off each other and fuel this weird fire of
horribleness like,
and horribleness. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then I guess if you're like enamored with somebody, like really, really enamored, and you already kind of have those dark tendencies.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it just, oh, that's like the perfect storm.
Yeah.
Well, and even look at Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Yeah,
so aren't they good? Aren't they?
And well, they were bank robbers.
They weren't good, but like, and they're sort of kind of a little more romantic.
They've been romanticized a lot, but I don't think we could say they're good.
No, they murdered a lot of people.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well. Oh, am I allowed to cuss on your podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I just listened to like an episode and I was like, man, I have a way fouler mouth than you all. So
just so my husband was in the Navy. So he's got that military mouth. He's not in the Navy anymore, but our 3-year-old recently said fuck. And I said, I was like, I try not to make a big deal out of it. You know, you're not supposed to like, so I was just like, oh, big guy, that's an adult word. We don't say that word. He's like, okay. I was like, oh my God, he's going to say that at school.
Yeah, I laugh at my child hysterically because she uses it in the proper context. I'm going to get a lot of phone calls from school.
Yeah, you're in good company. That's okay. Okay, so Jeffrey was acquitted. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, so the couple was tried separately, and to avoid the death penalty, Joey agreed to testify against Jeffrey. Joey was convicted of the murder and got life without parole. Jeffrey was acquitted of the murder, but the jury convicted him of facilitation to robbery and tampering with physical evidence and sentenced him to 8 years in prison. He had already been in jail several years awaiting the trial, so he was immediately eligible for parole.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
I mean, we are Kentucky. We don't do a lot of things politically right, but that's okay. It's another podcast.
A whole other topic.
When all this shit hit the news, my friend that dated Joey had since moved to Atlanta. I called him to let him know how fucked up his ex was. He responded, "Girl, I heard. I'm so glad it wasn't me because I do not look good in plastic."
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. So that was the messed up story. Local,
that's,
you know,
crazy. Louisville. Yeah,
Louisville. We said local, but we're from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, local to Louisville.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's insane.
I am shocked. Like, I wonder how they figured out that Joey was like the mastermind and the other one had nothing to do with the murder. Like, how did they?
Sounds like one of them spoke first, which is.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I mean, Joey had also been to jail, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he had been. Yeah.
But I would be really surprised if they were both there and they both agreed to it and the other one just like stood back while Joey did the murder. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he helped in some way.
Yeah. Like, isn't like an accessory to the crime?
Yeah. Right?
Should get more than 8 years.
Yeah.
That sounded so smart for me.
You did. You did a good job. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah. I think definitely more than 8 years.
Yeah.
Plus, you, crazy. It's not like you went to the cops and was like, listen to this terrible thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You kept it. Yeah.
Until
well, and like,
in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, and like Ashley said, it sounded like it was premeditated. So.
Yeah.
Premeditated.
I don't sound smart. But it sounded like premeditated.
I'm really surprised by the discrepancy of their charges. The life in prison to 8 years. That's insane.
Yeah, I agree. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm. I also would fact check that because I love Chad, but you know.
Chad, I think it's she just called you a liar.
He's just my only source. Actually, a guy that we interviewed for our podcast wrote a book. And I'll, while she's talking, I'll look it up so that I can. But wrote a book all about that murder.
Oh,
and how
okay.
Insane it was. So I've never read the book because I don't read. But but he's a very good author, very well known here locally in Louisville, and apparently it was a really good book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That book. I haven't read it though.
That makes sense.
Okay, we can move. All right. We're going to go into my story. I feel like it's a little bit lighter.
Okay.
Being buried alive?
Yeah. I'll be impressed, but let's see.
Yeah, I mean, it's not incredibly lighter. We're on a spooky podcast, right?
Also, thank you, Megan, for your story. Yeah, and thank you, Chad.
Oh, here's the title of that. Now, listen to this title. A Dark Room in Glitterball City, Murder, Secrets, and Scandal in Old Louisville. And it's by David Domine.
That's an excellent title.
Right?
It's like an old-timey newspaper title.
Yeah.
Like
a whole he's a great, great author. He wrote a lot of like paranormal cryptid stories here in Louisville.
Okay.
So we interviewed him for one of our episodes, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Nice.
That's awesome. Okay. Are y'all ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear some Buried Alive.
Absolutely. Okay,
so I'm going to start with just a couple facts about it and some prevention measures.
It's always good to know.
And then I'll end with some stories.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, and I do want to mention that I was really pissed off this week because I had this brilliant idea. I'm like, I feel like that's a great topic. You all should know, people who are listening, we only read listener stories so that we don't have to do any research.
Something we should do because that sounds great.
it is so great. Nice. Hardest thing is getting stories. So if any of your listeners have stories, tell them.
Oh, please write in. Yeah. Write in to my skeptical sister.
That's right.
Nailed it.
So we don't ever do research. In fact, I have to write a research paper like for my career, but I have not looked at that once. And I wrote so many notes on this. Like I... I can do research. I just choose not to.
I don't blame you.
It is a lot of work. It is.
Oh, my sources. Are you ready?
Yes. You're like for real.
I know. Our Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
And hold on. When I get to that next story, I'll tell you as I go. This first part's all Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay, Ashley.
She always teased me because I used Wikipedia, but it's got good information in it. It's
got good information. I got so much good information from it. Okay, so the fear of being buried alive is called taphophobia.
Oh.
And it's Greek. And they started building safety coffins in the 18th or 19th century.
Hmm.
Edgar Allan Poe actually wrote The Premature Burial in 1844 because it was one of his fears. Oh. And he cited what he said.
Wikipedia?
Burial.
He did. See, even Edgar Allan Poe, Jessica.
Yeah, that's right. Also, while we're here, we are distantly related to Edgar Allan Poe. Yes, we are.
All I know
on mom's side.
That's you kind of look like him. So
I had curtains in one time, and Aaron thought that they looked like Edgar Allan Poe in my curtains.
They had like tropical flowers in it. I was like, well, that's Edgar Allan Poe if it's anybody.
And she kept seeing his face over and over again in the pattern. Yeah. I did not know we were related. That's insane.
That's really cool.
That night,
it's probably information. Cool.
There's a restaurant in Charleston called Poe, and it's like kind of themed after Edgar Allan Poe. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like they would serve crow there. Sorry.
No, he loved crows. There's also a really scary Kevin Bacon show. I don't remember what it's called, but it was Edgar Allan Poe related, and it was the scariest show I've ever seen on television.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
With Kevin Bacon?
Yes, it was amazing. It was on about 8 years ago, and I think about it all.
Yeah, it was very twisty and turny.
Yeah, it was like a cult.
Now, this is what we do, though. Good. We have no idea what the name of it is.
Nope. Started with an F.
Research that yourself.
I'm pretty sure it started with an F.
I also, want to say Edgar Allan Poe loved ravens, not crows.
Oh, yeah. No crows. Okay. No crows. All right. So
He's not a murder fan.
Yeah, no. No fan of murders here.
I'm going to look up the show.
They started building safety coffins. Some of these included ladders, escape hatches, and feeding tubes.
Ew.
But most forgot a method for providing air to the person who is buried alive.
I feel like that's important.
Yeah, it's a big downfall.
It's a big, The Following.
The Following. That was it. Good job. That was so good. I really recommend. If you can find that anywhere, so good.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I'm glad you did. I'm going to look it up myself later and rewatch it because I loved it. If it doesn't hold up, it was 8 years ago and I was a new mom, so I don't remember.
So, you know, anything goes during that time period.
That's right. It could have been horrible, but I was riveted. Okay, so the first design after a couple attempts included a trumpet-like tube that was attached, and each day a local priest would check for the smell of decay.
Ew.
Oh,
yeah.
That to be your job.
I said, not it. That sounds horrible. So they would smell for decay. And if they didn't smell for decay, they'd be like, are you alive down there? And then they would listen.
Why wouldn't they start with that? Just start with that.
Yeah, just go and ask the question.
I mean, what if they were napping? You don't want to get in there. So, so that's gross, and I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that's awful.
Then they came up with something called portable death chambers, and this was a small chamber with a bell and a window. I had heard about this, but I hadn't heard about these chambers, so this is interesting. They were like glass windows that set above the grave.
Oh,
and the body was placed there first. And if the bell was rung, the body could be immediately removed. It was like a latch. They would just get the body out. But if decay was starting to be seen, then the watchman could just pull a little lever and the door underneath them would open and they would fall down into their grave.
Oh my God.
Then they would put a panel over it and then remove the chamber and the chamber could be used again.
What if we just left them in a hospital bed for a couple of days longer? so extravagant. Like, yeah. Just keep him around for a few more days just to make sure.
I know. I thought it was so interesting.
Why is everybody so quick to bury?
We're going to get to that.
Takes a nap. Put them in.
Well, like, it's so funny, but if they rang the bell, they're alive, even if they're decaying a little bit. Like, just chop off a limb.
Yeah, but
we're going to get there, Jessica. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I really took a lot of notes.
She really did. Like, pages and pages of notes.
But they're little quick. I just have big handwriting. Okay. So in 1829, Dr. Johann Gottfried.
Good job.
Thank you. Created a system that attached a string to the hand of the buried person that would ring if they needed to be like, hey, just kidding, I'm alive, right? Which is what I had heard of before. However, Johann like planned, like, I'm going to make it a weird little contraption so that rainwater can't affect the bell and insects. Yeah, he really thought through. Insects can't get down into it and make the bell go off. But he forgot or didn't know that when bodies decay, they sometimes swell and like shift a little bit
and explode.
Oh, they were accidentally ringing bells all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they were.
How embarrassing.
I know.
I really am dead. I just, my fingers are swollen.
It was the ghost. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I love it now, Jessica. Come on.
Okay. You will believe after my story.
I can't wait. Okay, so in 1995, a modern safety coffin was patented by Fabrizio Cassilli.
1995?
Yeah, a modern, did you not hear that? A modern safety coffin was patented in 1995. Okay. Listen to what this one included.
Why are we still worried about this?
I know, but listen how interesting it is. He included an emergency alarm, an intercom system, a torch or a flashlight, if you're American, a breathing apparatus. So he remembered the breathing.
Good job. Air is important in the 90s.
Air is important. A heart monitor and a simulator. And to that I wrote, I don't know what a simulator is, but it sounds dirty and I want one when I get buried. Just in case.
I need a simulator if I got a coffin. I mean, they got to have something to pass the time till they get unburied.
Like, once you're like, I'm down here, and they're like, got it. It's going to take us 4 hours. You're like, all right.
It's got my simulator.
Hope it's charged.
That would suck so bad. You forget the charger.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Can't use it.
Hey, but listen. 1995. I feel like we have bigger fish to fry. Why are we spending this much time on this in 1995?
Take it up with Fabrizio. I don't know.
Well, I just feel like we should have been more advanced medically by that, not be burying so many alive people.
Right.
That's what I think. So I agree. Yeah.
I really don't feel like we were. I feel like this is just a deep rooted fear of people. So they were like,
maybe.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
I really need to know I'm going to be good.
Okay. With my simulator.
With my simulator. Got to be entertained. Okay. Even though we've had all of these safety coffins and like precautions, no documented case has ever been recorded of anyone ever being saved by a safety coffin.
Oh no.
There's not been one time where like, oh, thank goodness we put in all those weird bells. I know. Bummer. Okay. The practice of embalming has pretty much taken care of any premature death.
Yeah. And I feel like that happened in 1995.
Premature burial. I know, but I'm just reading the notes that Wikipedia said. Okay. Okay. Now here is our first story.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this, the reason I thought of being buried alive is because I was looking for like Kentucky stories that were relatable. And I learned about Octavia Hatcher.
Oh.
So in January of 1891 in Pikesville, Kentucky, Octavia Hatcher had her first child. The child died soon after, and Octavia fell into a deep depression and then was very ill. She soon went into a deep coma. She was pronounced dead in May. So the baby was born in January. This is now May. She goes into a coma and she's pronounced dead by the town doctor. Her husband, James Hatcher, who really did seem like he loved her a whole lot, because this next part doesn't sound like he does.
Okay.
But he doesn't describe her as his wife. And anytime he talks about her, he describes her as the love of his life.
Aww.
Anytime he talks about her. I know. I know. It's really sad. But he doesn't come off great right here.
Okay.
Well, he is me. That's true. They always mess up some way or the other.
Not wrong. Okay. Her husband, James Hatcher, had her buried the same day she was pronounced dead.
Oh.
But it was because it was so hot in Kentucky in May. And I guess they didn't have like the refrigeration for dead bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back in 1891. Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have had ice boxes.
Well, James Hatcher said, let's not risk it. And we're going to go ahead and bake it.
Like, just put them in a fridge.
No, we're not doing that. We're going straight to burial.
Okay. It was probably really hard for him. He lost his baby and then he thought his wife.
I know. Well, girl, he lost his wife. Because soon other people in town start passing out and going into comas all around town.
Oh.
And they don't. No, to this day, they're thinking it might be because of a certain mosquito bite.
Oh, weird.
Oh. So these people were going into comas, but before they could be buried, they were waking up fine.
Because their husband was like, let's give her a couple of days.
Right. It was a little cooler that day.
Where they were rich enough to have ice boxes.
Right. Although James Hatcher was very wealthy, apparently. So he probably could have had ice.
Something's amiss here.
I'm just saying. Okay. So now worried that they had buried Octavia too soon, the family rushed to the grave to dig her up. But when they opened the coffin, she was dead. But the inside of the coffin was completely scratched up.
Oh no.
Her nails were bloody and torn back.
Aaron, I hate these stories.
I know. I'm sorry. Awful. One more thing. And there was supposedly a look of pure terror on her face.
Poor thing.
Yeah, girl, she woke up so hard.
Oh, that's an awful way. Without a stimulator.
No stimulator.
Without a stimulator.
Golly, that's awful.
I know. It's awful.
That's horrible.
So
fingernails, just like anything with fingernails, it's just
yeah, me too. Like when you're watching a scary movie, that's
I hate that.
Another Kevin Bacon classic, Stir of Echoes. That nail. I don't ever talk about Kevin Bacon.
I was like, you're a big Kevin Bacon fan here.
I really don't. I don't know why it's come up twice.
All the time.
She's got his face tattooed on her.
I just had CPR training at work last night, and the guy was telling us all about like EpiPens and how you have to hold it a certain way. You have to hold it like in your fist, like the shaft in your fist with part of it above your fist and a part of it below your fist. Because he said, if you hold it at the very top, some people inject it the wrong way and the needle, which is like super long, gone through someone's finger and their nail.
No. That's awful.
So it's like you have to hold it with both parts above or below so that if you accidentally inject the wrong side, it's not going through your thumb.
See, that makes my butt clench. Like pain. We talked about this not too long ago. I'm curious, ladies, whenever you hear a story where you're like, oh gosh, where do you feel it the most? Mine's always my butt clenching.
Mine is like my jaw right here.
Oh yeah. That's interesting.
Mine's like my chest and sternum.
That is so weird. I think that's going to be my question I ask anybody at a party.
Yeah. That's a good question.
My legs, like from my knees up.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Mine's like my collarbone down.
That's so weird.
Strange. Yeah. Everybody has something different. I wonder if that, like, we have a listener named Richard. He would probably say that's because in a past life. Happened to us in a past life that, like, that's like our touch feeling stone.
Which is so funny you mentioned that, because lately I have been like, ever since I was a kid, I always said I was going to die in a really fiery car crash.
Oh my gosh.
Jessica, you sounded like a delight.
So sorry.
And I'm feeling a lot lately and I'm really nervous and I'm like, maybe that's just how I died.
Can you imagine a kid coming up and saying that to you?
Right.
I'm gonna die in a fiery car crash.
No, thank you. You're gonna walk in.
I'm the loser kid that used to go up to strangers and cite Like, I'd speak ancient Egyptian to them from the freaking mummy movies.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Be like, out. You want to know what this means in ancient Egyptian? And then I tell them. And then I'm like, you want to know what this means?
I love it.
It was awful. Like, so you were a memories.
Weird kid, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Okay, so to finish up Octavia's story.
Okay.
James, heartbroken James, erected a statue of Octavia and their son that still stands in Pikeville, Kentucky today.
Really?
I want to see it. How far is Pikeville from you guys?
I have no idea. It's in the mountains. So
actually, I think it's close to Paintsville. And if I'm correct, it's like about it's a long ways away. It's about five hours away. And it is very, very in the hills, in the mountains.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that was all cited from, hold on, I put my notes somewhere. That was all from WYMT.com, which is Mountain News.
Oh, there you go. In the mountains.
Okay. Now, I never told you why I was pissed off. I started it with that and then I forgot. I was like, perfect idea. We're going to tell ghost story or we're going to tell stories about being buried alive. That sounds perfect. And then while looking for sources for the story, found out that Lore, which is a big, huge podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the latest episode was all about being buried alive.
But
he didn't tell any of that stuff.
Okay. Okay.
But he did tell this next story. And I was like, I'm telling that one. That's very cool.
I hate that when you're like, oh, I have this like such original idea. It's such an obscure story. Nobody else is going to tell it.
Yeah.
And then literally the following week, another big podcast tells the story. And you're like, fucker.
I know.
That's why I just listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's why we just read stories. Nobody has ever heard those.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Okay. So this story was about Matthew Wall from 1571 in Brawling, England. I don't think that's how you say it.
So not Louisville.
Not Louisville. We're leaving Louisville.
Okay.
We're leaving. He was found dead in 1571,
okay.
Even though he was still young. He was still a young guy. Okay. Like he was engaged. So a young adult.
Well, I mean, people in their elderly ages get engaged.
Nope. Only young adults.
We don't. No, it said he was still in his prime of his life.
I feel like I am right now in the prime of my life.
I wasn't calling you out.
We are not in the prime of our lives anymore.
Ashley asked me today. She's like, how old are you all? Because I'm very interested in Megan's laptop. I was like,
oh, gosh.
Because so you said the exact line you said was, I have no, I don't know the exact line, obviously, but you have no wish to learn your new laptop. And I was like, how old is she?
Oh, that's all you need to know. But I'm in the prime of my life.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't mean to interrupt you in the middle of your story or at the start of your middle of your story, but we didn't even like introduce them very well.
Oh no, you're fine. Oh,
they're okay. Sisters, guys.
Oh yeah. You can tell. Our voices kind of sound alike.
Yeah, we look a lot alike.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. So Megan, your voice is much deeper than Aaron's. Oh. But sometimes when you guys like kind of like get going, it's really hard to tell your voices apart. But like when you're not, like there's definitely a difference. Like I can tell the difference.
Huh. That's funny.
So yeah, if you guys are okay.
Impediment.
Oh.
You
don't sound like it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Sometimes depends on how much I'm drinking.
It's adorable. That's just,
I'm a tongue thruster.
A lot of information, Erin.
Like, I think that's supposed to be just private between you and your husband.
Right.
Like, so if you guys don't mind, how old are you guys?
I already said I'm old in the prime. I'm 43.
I'm 39.
Yep.
No, you are not.
Yeah, ladies. We're old ladies compared to you all.
I'm 37. I'll be 38 this year. I'm right there with you guys. Good, Jessica's a youngin', but she's also 30, so she's old too. So.
You guys do not look your ages. You look significantly younger.
Well, that's so kind. Thanks. I'll take it.
You guys are millennials, right?
I think she's on the cusp of Gen X.
Okay.
I'm millennial, but I'm like an old millennial.
Yeah, same. They say that the millennials look way younger for our age than we actually are. So
Yeah, that's what they say on TikTok. I've been watching a lot of TikTok.
Oh, me too.
I know y'all are shocked by it. Anybody who's listened to our podcast is like, what? Erin on TikTok?
What? That's crazy.
That's what all my banter is about. I'm like, well, I saw this thing on TikTok.
Same. I do that all the time. And I'm like, oh, I got to stop talking about TikTok so much. People are going to think I'm a loser.
Okay, like Ashley's 19,000 hits on her color theory.
Oh my gosh. I posted this stupid video on TikTok. So we're really bad at social media, but every once in a while I'll post a video on our Histories and Mysteries TikTok. And do you remember that fad that was going around that you had like your face in a rainbow and it would do like the different color theories, like autumn, blah, blah, blah. That's all I did. And I said, what season do you guys think I am? I think I'm this season. 19,000 people saw it.
What?
That's it. And usually our other videos get like 200-300 views.
Right.
It's like, why did that stupid video blow up? It's just like my face, like, like it's so stupid.
Well, what are you?
I don't know. Everybody disagreed.
Ah, oh, bummer.
We're going to have
But I think I had a lot of falls. I think I had a lot of falls and a lot of summers. Maybe I can't remember.
Yeah. Ah, all that input and it was worthless for you.
Worthless.
All right. So what happened to Matthew Wall?
Okay. So Matthew Wall was in England, found dead in the prime of his life. We don't know how old that was. Mm-hmm. as his pallbearers were walking down the tree-lined Fleece Lane. The lane was called Fleece Lane, but it was tree-lined. Mm-hmm. One slipped on some leaves that had recently fallen.
Oh, that's no.
Let go of the coffin.
Oh, no.
And when they did, the coffin kind of hit the ground. And he was like, oh, shit. So stood up, picked it up.
That's exactly what he said.
Right? Oh, shit. Like, oh, did anybody see that, do you think? but when they, like, picked it back up, they suddenly heard pounding from inside the coffin.
Oh,
no. So they opened it up. Can you imagine opening that? That would be so scary.
I don't think I could. I'd have to have somebody else do it.
Like, just bury it. Just let's just forget.
Forget that ever happened.
So they opened the coffin and they still don't know if it was just a narcoleptic fit or if he had been comatose, but he had woken up. He was fine.
Whoa.
He went on to live 24 more years.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
I know. He ended up marrying his fiance.
Oh.
And then in his will, this is what makes it a great story.
Okay.
So in his will.
I mean, I think so far it's a pretty great story.
I know. Oh, it's totally great. But he went on to make specific things in his will. So this will is dated in 1595 now. He left all the income from his house and property.
To the guy who dropped the coffin? That's what he should
have. That's what he should have done. That guy saved his life.
Right. Right. He left it to, let's see. He left like all the money to ensure that on every October 2nd, the church bells would ring to remember the day that he was saved from premature burial.
Ooh, that's a little narcissistic.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's a bit much, but it gets cute.
Aaron loves it though.
I do. I'll totally do this. The sexton of the church. My last name is Sexton, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm sure my husband's people worked in churches. We don't anymore. the sexton of the church was charged with placing brambles on the grave so sheep wouldn't wander over it. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay. It's a point in there, so I'll tell you.
It must have been important at the time. No sheep wandering over graves.
Right?
Did not have that.
Okay, and he made arrangements for Fleece Lane. Now, this is where I'm like, was Matthew kind of a dick? he made, like, provisions so that every year on October 2nd, somebody, whoever owned the house on the property where Matthew had lived, it's written in the deed, has to pay $1 to someone who will sweep the lane to clear off Fleece Lane every year on October 2nd. I'm like, you would have died if that had been cleared off.
Yeah, why would...
So are you trying to make sure that everybody nobody else gets dies? Saved?
Yeah, like he could be
it
the only one.
It seems a little weird, but...
That is weird.
That is still in the deed today.
Oh, how crazy. Oh,
that's funny.
And so, like I watched a YouTube video of the man who currently lives there in 2020 during COVID because they made special provisions because now it's like a big holiday.
Oh,
all the kids in the town now are the ones who come and sweep Fleece Lane.
Oh, so child labor.
Right.
Oh, just kidding.
What did you say?
I said, oh, that's so cute. And I know. She's like, child labor. And I'm like, oh, just kidding.
No, they pay him like candy. It's like a parade.
Oh, okay.
But they go and they sweep the lane and they get paid in candy. But it's like they have to read, I guess, the preacher in the town reads something about the story. And then the guy who owns the house still pays the dollar to the preacher.
Funny.
And then, and the kids all sweep the lane and then they end at the gravestone of Matthew and they sing this real weird song.
Sing it, sing it.
Oh, I did not learn it, but it's now called, let me make sure, Old Man's Day.
Old Man's Day. I bet that was
should be called Man in Prime of His Life's Day.
Well, had he died that October 2nd, he would have. Now he's 24 True. Years older.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got all my information from brawling.org.uk, and that's spelled B-R-A-U-G-H-I-N-G, brawling.
Brawling.
I don't know if that's right. Yeah, so,
sounds good to me.
But look, I have sources and everything. Those are my stories.
I'm so impressed.
That was really cool. I liked that a lot. That was really good.
Yeah. So I ended on a happy note. He lived.
He lived.
Yay. And they got a cool little kid parade festival out of it.
I know.
Thanks yeah. so much. Those were great.
That was great.
I loved those. So we like to end our podcast on some jokes.
Dad jokes.
Fantastic.
They're really bad. They're really bad.
They're real bad, but they're also like real good. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes,
always.
My forehead really lets my eyebrows get away with a lot. It gives them a ton of wiggle room.
The best part is Ashley's face.
I've heard a lot of these.
Never trust a caricature. They're so sketchy.
Hey, do you have the one we did last week, the seaweed one? See if they get it. We didn't get it. Her husband had to explain it to us.
I heard it die laughing. I was like, I did not get this, but
you didn't get it.
Yeah, tell it again and then explain it.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
Then I've got one for you.
Ooh.
Why is the beach always wet? Because the sea weed.
Weed, it peed. Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
weed. Yeah.
That.
We went elsewhere with it with like pot, like a Mary Jane. And I was like, I don't get it.
No. And then my husband explained it to me and then I couldn't stop laughing for like a solid hour.
Okay, here's my joke. We actually do dad jokes as one of our Patreon perks. So that's what you have to look forward to. Okay.
We just give them away for free.
There you go. I know that this is an audio podcast. So y'all can't see it. So I'm going to be waving my right hand. Why can't you wave to the queen with this hand?
I don't know why.
Because it's my hand.
Oh.
That's awesome. Oh, that was so cute.
Well, if you want more of us lovely ladies, you can find us at
wow, you forgot.
I totally forgot. If you want more of us lovely ladies, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Patreon. And if you want more of my skeptical sister lovely ladies, you can find them on their website, myskepticalsister.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what social media are you guys on?
We do a TikTok every week. They're not great. we have a big active Facebook page. That's our biggest thing. And we are kind of there on Instagram. And yeah.
Cool. So go check them out if you want to as well.
Yeah, they're super fun. And we will be on their episode coming up too. And if you'd like to rate and review us, you can do so on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
We look forward to bringing you two new stories next week. And thanks again to my skeptical sister.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So much fun.